morning, good evening, whatever the case may be. Coming to you from Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
And via the internet across the world, it's time for the Geekly Debate. I'm David, and joining me today is...
Taylor.
Robert.
Cribs and Chris.
And Gomer.
And what's on topic today?
The... character from... this is a tough one to say.
Okay.
Go ahead, Taylor, because you have a better bearing on it, because it's a kind of a convoluted subject.
We're arguing for the character from geek culture.
Yes.
Who most deserves, or would do best in, a feature-length film.
A solo film.
A big-budget movie release, or theater release, rather.
Yeah.
Feature-length film.
Who has not had one?
Yeah. So, like, if a character has had, like, a direct-to-DVD cartoon release or...
fan fiction film.
Things like that. We're not counting that, at least for this.
Awesome. Any other stipulations?
Oh, and of course, we're also counting people who have not had one. Or at least have not had one announced.
Yes.
So...
if it's been announced...
The reason we're talking about it now is because we've had a whole string of big budget announcements coming out from Marvel and DC.
Yeah.
So Captain Marvel, Doctor Strange, Black Panther, the Inhumans.
Yeah.
And we can also count groups like the Inhumans if like you think of them.
Yeah, definitely. Because like Suicide Squad is definitely a good pick, but I think that's been named as a movie they're doing.
I think so, yeah. And also on DC side, Wonder Woman, The Flash,
Aquaman.
Shazam. Shazam.
Shazam over the chasm.
So, any other stipulations? And we can pick any geekdom.
Originally, we were just going to do superheroes, but David...
had an awesome pick.
He had a good pick that's not a superhero, and it seems a shame to say, no, you can't do that. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, well, cool. I'll go first, because mine's... Everybody hates my picks.
And Gomer always goes first.
Well, everybody hates my picks. So, like, just get them the hell out of the way.
Yeah, just get it over with so we can just shit all over
it. I think
it
that the current state of the Marvel Universe, cinematic universe, where there's been an alien invasion... where it seems like the people in charge of the surface world aren't doing things very well, I think it's a good opportunity to bring in Atlantis, bring in the King of Atlantis, Namor, to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and have him be a part of everything that's going on. It'd be a great addition to Civil War, I think, to have him in there. I think having Atlantis introduced the same way Wakanda is going to be introduced would be really neat. I think Namor is a character from comics that deserves his own movie. He's been around forever.
He's one of their...
Two or three?
The second one, I think, introduced after the Human Torch. That was a big hit, at least.
Well, that thing was on the Tuesday night Marvel thing.
Yeah,
history.
It
was a great thing. Great thing to watch, actually. I knew all before, but I watched that stuff forever.
It
think
was well put together.
Very well put together. Very well produced. But I think Namor works in the current cinematic universe and deserves...
Does he have the rights to make a Namor movie?
All right, is...
Oh, wait, yeah, is he too...
Because Namor's considered a mutant now.
Technically, he is considered a mutant.
But I thought he was the first mutant.
He is... Well, that's Apocalypse, but...
Chronologically, it's Namor. In the continuity, it's Apocalypse. But anyway, Kevin Feige, I'm not sure how to pronounce the dude's name, but anyway, the producer...
Feige?
Well, you guys knew who I'm talking about, the Marvel guy.
Head of Marvel
movies.
Studios, yeah.
He was asked months ago about Namor, and he did not give a straight answer. So, I don't think that any studio has any real notion to use him.
Well...
And I think he works better within the Avengers universe than he does in the X-Men universe.
Well,
he actually works better in a Fantastic Four universe.
Oh,
but
he has almost nothing
Jules
to do with
Didn't say
the
something
X-Men.
About
No, I know,
Namor,
exactly. Except that he's a mutant.
I associate him with the FF. Yeah.
Held by Universal or something?
Go ahead, I'm sorry, David.
Didn't Jules say something about the rights to Namor being held by Universal?
Well, that's the
How
thing.
Did that
in
Universal theme parks?
In, looking into information about this, I read an article that Kevin, whatever, producer
Baby.
From our... He was very mysterious about saying yes or no whether they actually
Maybe
have
they're
the
trying
Namor.
To wrestle that right those
perhaps,
rights away, and he
perhaps.
Doesn't want to like talk out of school.
Yeah. But our rules did not stipulate that a studio actually had to own that property.
We get to ignore all the. We don't even have to specify that Marvel Studios does the Namor.
Exactly,
but you want it to be part of the MCU.
I would.
It has to be
ignoring the legal stipulations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just spitball from there.
Fuck the law.
That
I want
said,
Namor in the Marvel.
You're still wrong.
Why?
Okay.
How does Namor not
Atlantis
work?
Would be pretty cool. I'll give you that. That would be a cool cinematic environment to kind of have our story take place. He has an important part in the Marvel Universe. I'll give you that. Namor as a character, though, is completely unlikable. He's such an asshole.
Well, what's wrong with that?
You can't have, especially like in the tenor that they've established for superhero movies.
Tony Stark is completely unlikable.
Yeah.
Tony Stark is a likable asshole. Namor is an unlikable piece of shit.
That makes sense. I can see that. But I'm not sure why that matters. It's okay to have characters in there that you don't like. Especially in the context of a Civil War or something like that.
I don't think I could watch a feature-length film where the central character is not a likable guy. At least that's not the way they've established the way superhero movies work.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, and to give Marvel their due,
I notice you're not arguing that Namor is likable.
No, he's totally unlikable.
Namor.
I think that's part of his appeal is being unlovable.
He's such a douche.
He's the king. He's a king. He is royalty.
So is Black Panther.
But Black Panther didn't act like a king in... Well, let's not get into that.
That's not...
Because that's some Hickman stuff, and I could go off on Hickman all day.
All
right. I think as part of the overall Marvel Cinematic Universe, adding Atlantis and adding Namor is a great idea.
But I would rather see them introduce those elements, say, in an Avengers movie.
Okay.
Or maybe even in the Inhumans or something.
Yeah. Well,
I don't need Namor to have his own movie in order for that.
Well, let's look at the way they're introducing Black Panther. He's going to be introduced in Cap 3. I would be okay with that.
The rumor is, what, he's going to be the Stinger?
I'm not sure. The rumors are so everywhere with the announcement, you know, last week or the week before, that it's so hard to keep up with what's rumor and what's actually been
since
announced.
Since they went ahead and introduced the actor playing Black Panther, you gotta think that we'll see him sooner than these other people who they haven't announced.
Yeah, they've announced him for Cap 3, though.
They've got him planned for something else.
Though. Yeah. They'll start filming Cap 3, what, next year?
Definitely next year.
Yeah.
There's only a couple months left of this year, so yeah, I would assume that it's going to be within the next 8 months.
Cap 3 is going to come out 2016, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they'll be filming in 2015.
Yeah, within the next 6 months.
They've already
got
their Black Panther actor, so makes sense to me. Yeah, they'll put him in Cap 3 somewhere.
Yeah. But I think they could do something like that with Namor. Introduce him in one movie and then open him up into another one. Yeah.
Okay.
But cool, Namor sucks. Everybody hates Namor. That's why I went first. Yeah. David, do you have a pick? I love your choice, dude. Because this is probably going to happen.
He's a question wrapped inside an enigma. You get to Slave 1, find your home signal. From Endor to Hoth to Ridley to Scott, it's Bubba Fett! His backpack's got jets.
His backpack's got jets, man.
Bubba Fett.
And a missile
for
Jabba that he never
to
uses.
Finance my bets.
I chill in deep space. Our mask is over my face.
Okay, Bubba Fett's awesome. Yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
Putting aside the whole prequel Bubba Fett.
You don't want a prequel.
Jango
Not Jango the
No,
little
Boba
kid.
Fett was in.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah. That's stupid, yeah.
Yeah, little Boba.
Setting aside all that.
Baby Boba.
Okay, we should always ignore anything from the prequel.
Yes. And he's the one guy that Vader, like, puts the stipulation on. So what does this guy do that makes him so bad?
Yeah.
That Vader's like, no disintegration. I mean, if this guy...
This is the cavalcade of the baddest badass bounty hunters in the galaxy, and Boba Fett's the only one. He's like, I mean it. You gotta play nice.
Yeah.
But he went out.
But
like
yep. So this is the guy that got the job done.
So what do you want to see from a Boba Fett solo movie? Do you want to see the prequel where he's coming up? Do you want to see him?
Well,
you
want to
see what happens after the Sarlacc?
I know. He just went into the Sarlacc pit. In the novel's expanded universe, he eventually gets out of there.
He come back in Dark Empire.
They've already said
in the comic book Dark Empire, he escaped from the Sarlacc.
They've already established now that the movies are ignoring the expanded universe.
Well, I'm just saying that there is an opportunity for them to
he blasted his way out, whatever. I would actually like that because he went out like a bitch.
He did. Yeah. He did.
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett is an accident. They killed him on accident.
The Clone Wars cartoon, they kind of did expand his rise.
Yeah.
He was in an excellent episode that was in a heist, although he got taken out pretty quickly.
Uh-huh.
But that episode also had Simon Pegg in it as the voice of Dengar. So that was pretty good. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
You can tell David loves the voiceover stuff.
Yeah.
He goes there every time.
How can you not?
Boba Fett's a cool,
What would I want to
character.
See from Boba Fett? Well, you know, well, he won't be able to kill Mace Windu, obviously.
No.
I would like to see him track down Mace Windu, and that would be pretty good.
Yeah.
But, just the rise of Boba Fett.
Well, hell, if we're letting characters come back to life who didn't, like, get decapitated on screen, Mace Windu just fell out a window.
Yeah, Mace Windu's just hanging out in the streets of Coruscant.
And, you know, you don't really ever see a
bottom. He certainly died, but I'm just saying...
No, dude, he force-lived, man. The Force helped him.
If they're going to force things like people coming back who clearly should have died...
Well, you got...
Sure, let's throw Mace Windu.
Well, if you had... I mean, like, you know... Well, prequel for Boba Fett, but, you know, like, everything he does. What does he do? He's a mystery.
Okay, but isn't that part of what makes the character cool?
Yeah. If we get a solo movie, then he's not cool anymore.
Sometimes knowing is worse than a mystery.
Ignorance is bliss, man.
We're talking about Star Wars. Look at the prequels. Wasn't Darth Vader so much cooler before we saw him as this worthless little shit?
Wasn't Boba Fett cooler before we saw his dad cooler than him and him just a whiny little bitch?
It's called Mystique.
Exactly. Yes.
The character is more interesting when you can speculate about
him. Yeah.
When everything is laid out in front of you, it's just like everybody else.
So a Boba Fett movie, it could be cool, but doesn't it also run the danger of making the character less cool?
Always.
Possibly.
So that's,
but do we still
that
wanna,
would be I my think, hesitation for a Boba Fett movie.
I think we still want to see that, though. We still want to... I think the Boba Fett prequel... movie, you know, learning about him before he came up into things. I think that would be awesome. But I would love that.
Yeah, with all the EU gone, it's pretty much what, you know.
But it's a blank slate, though. Yeah, I mean, there's a positive to it.
I mean, like, he had, like, what, a wife and then the daughter, and the daughter got frozen in the carbonite, and there's a granddaughter.
I don't want that.
Okay, weren't they testing the carbonite on Han Solo? How could all these other people be in carbonite?
Apparently, they've been doing... Well, if you go through the EU, they've been doing people in...
You need to read EU. It's so bad.
They've done people in carbonite in the
That's
EU
just like,
for thousands of years.
Hey, this is gonna be cool from the movies.
There's like some Sith royalty, some dark side royalty that was like dipping people in carbonite just for amusement.
And then he came back one of the Sith from way back when, from Knights of the Old Republic or something, was in carbonite, and then ended up coming into the expanded universe via carbonite. It was very convoluted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then there was, like, you know, there was a whole episode where there was, like, in Clone Wars, where it was Obi-Wan and Anakin and Ahsoka, and a bunch of clone troopers were smuggled onto a planet because there was only supposed to be, like, so many... organics on the planet, and they
weird.
Got smuggled onto it, and they were smuggled through in carbonite. So they do that.
Yeah, retcon for the sake
bottom
of
line,
using something
there's
cool.
Too much carbonite in the expanded universe.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, so Boba Fett could be cool, but like I said,
I'd rather see a Lando Calrissian movie.
Sure.
What would that movie be about?
Lando and that dude with big lips.
Shit,
and,
I almost would
Millennial
love
Falcon from just hanging out, chilling.
I would almost
drinking
love,
40s.
Like, I would watch.
Did
a
anybody
movie
ever see the Lego movie?
Yes.
I would watch a movie where Batman hangs out with Han Solo and Lando Calrissian on the Millennium Falcon. That was like a small joke they did in the Lego movie. Fuck, I'll watch that.
Dude,
let's do it.
And the best part was they got Billy Dee Williams to reprise the role.
Yes.
That was
awesome. Let's go on to another character.
Okay,
who else?
Mine is so obvious that it's almost painful to say. Black Widow. It's so... Why?
It's so obvious that I don't even think of it.
Yeah, I mean, like, how did that not...
No, seriously,
how's that
is.
Not on the slate?
I'm not sure, man.
I don't understand.
This is taking a character that had...
People are
would
wanting
you like,
a
if she had a movie, what would you like it to be about?
I would almost enjoy a prequel sort of like Captain America, where she's the bad one coming into her own goodness.
I would almost rather watch her doing, like... Like, okay, let's jump off from where she was in the Avengers, and, like, she keeps talking over and over again about trying to atone for her past misdeeds.
Let's figure out...
I'd rather see her, go up against some shadowy figure from her past. And maybe they could do a flashback.
Oh, you don't
want to
see how
I don't
she's,
want
she's
the whole
atoning for.
I don't want the whole movie to be a flashback.
I
want a whole prequel.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like prequels. I'm not a big fan.
Okay. No, that's okay.
But
I think it could be interesting either
way. And it's
way.
The same thing I was just saying about Boba Fett. We don't know what she did. Like, when Loki was like, what about Budapest in the hospital? Like,
my God, what has she done? That's cool. That's,
yeah.
I don't...
Finding out what like happened this, might not...
This, yeah, there's this reach scary, the shadowy nature. If they actually show us some of the stuff she did, it can't reach this sort of menacing yes. quality that it when you speak about it in whispers.
Yeah.
Vague hints at the horrible things she's done.
And her being part of a spy agency, she should have a hidden past.
Yeah.
It works to her.
But yeah, I would watch the movie about her, let's set it in the present, and she's trying to be a better person.
So after...
something along the lines of the current comic.
The current comic, yeah, sure, that's a good example. That's ripe for opportunity there.
Yeah. So you're saying... after Cap 2, her role in Cap 2 and
sure.
the fall of S.H.I.E.L.D. and she's working maybe for Stark again like yeah, she was. Right. Oh, that'd be cool.
Well, maybe not necessarily Stark.
Well, but working.
But yeah, okay, yeah, she's...
maybe
she's,
like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.-esque.
She's doing spy work to try and, like I said, atone. Trying to be better than she was. To make up for these awful things that she's done.
Yeah.
And just... We've already established how badass Scarlett Johansson has made this character. She has all this star power now. She kicked all the ass in Cap 2.
And that would be one of the negative things, or one of the reasons why maybe she wasn't part of this. Because I totally agree with you that she does deserve her own film.
Maybe they think she works well. Maybe they think she works well enough because she has all of these supporting
yes.
roles.
The problem she's is better as a supporter to lift Captain America up to where Captain America is anyway.
But there are stories there.
Totally agree with you.
The hard part is she's a brand new mother because when they were doing Avengers 2, she had like three doubles that were yes. that were her because she was pregnant and they could only yeah. do the headshots.
We are
of her.
Talking in the next 5 years. When actresses have children, they don't take off for 5 years. No women do.
Not always.
Maggie Gyllenhaal had just popped out a baby when she filmed The Dark Knight. Yeah. That's why she looks so tired.
Anne Hathaway was just on TV this morning. She's got a 3-year-old at home, and she's doing a movie this weekend. Has a movie coming out. Interstellar. Looks amazing.
Can't wait to see it.
It's no Big Hero 6, but it looks amazing.
Hey, that's man.
That does come out this weekend.
So who else? I totally agree with you. I don't think anybody can argue against Black Widow. No, anybody?
Can't argue.
I would love to see that.
I mean,
that,
I could,
man.
But
I was honestly
like I
surprised.
Say, I feel bad for saying it because it's the obvious thing to say.
I was
and
honest.
It's
yeah.
flabbergasting that they're
it
not.
It was. I was shocked when they.
I mean, I'm all for like Captain Marvel, and the slate looks awesome, but it just. Man, where's Black Widow? Come on, guys.
Every movie they announce, I am all down for, but exactly right. Where's the Black Widow movie? She deserves her own film. It's odd to me that we're getting a Captain Marvel film starring Carol Danvers before we're getting a Black Widow.
And like I said, I'm fine with there being a Captain Marvel movie.
If you look
I wish it didn't have to be either or.
Yeah, exactly. If you look at the overall comic book movie, without a doubt, the heroine from the cinematic universe, it doesn't matter what side you're looking at, is Black Widow. There are no other female comic book characters in films right now that you could... that are outstanding.
Gamora was fine in Guardians.
Exactly, but she's the team person.
Yeah, okay, that
you know
was an
I mean?
Ensemble cast.
Exactly.
And if we had to pick a lead, it's Star-Lord.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Gamora is definitely a hot second. But if you're picking a female to get a role, I would have never thought that Carol Danvers would get it before Natasha. Never. Never. I'd have bet my house on it. I'd have bet everything on it. But
and
I'm glad I
lost.
Didn't. And I would have lost.
Yeah. And you'd be homeless.
And I'd be homeless. I'd be living in the Blue Bomber.
And it's raining.
And it's raining. Bob, you got a pick for a movie that should star a character that hasn't been in a movie?
That was a very clumsy way of saying
it. I said it clumsy at the beginning, too. I'm so
yeah.
glad you were here today, man. Yeah. We'd have never gotten this out.
I'm actually torn between two.
Well, pick one, dude.
Well, let's hear both. And maybe,
okay, yeah.
Maybe we'll come to our conclusion as we argue for both.
Yeah.
We got Jason Todd.
Has he been
nope.
given chess pieces?
Yeah, nope.
Okay, what's the second one?
Raven Darko. Mystique.
I would
go with a Mystique.
Mystique, I take Mystique before Jason Todd, yeah.
With Jennifer Lawrence starring?
Oh, yeah.
All day long, I'd go
Jennifer Lawrence
that.
Starring, and she'd be able to turn into Rebecca Stamos.
Nah.
No, it's just Rebecca Romijn now. They're divorced.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Rebecca Romijn. Who breaks up with John Stamos? Are you kidding me? He's a dreamboat. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Here's
perfect.
Here's my
you know
take
who
on
his
it.
Man crushes on.
Here's my take on it.
Yeah, John Stamos is man candy, I'll give you that, but it's just, like, such a weird thing to just, like, get all up in arms about all of a sudden.
My take on it is...
You stupid bitch.
The movie based on Jason Todd, you could have it be not so much his rebirth.
Yeah.
But his death.
You want death in the family.
Isn't that a Batman movie, then?
Yeah.
No, have it be more centered around Jason Todd, what Jason Todd does and what happens when he dies, why he goes there, why he goes to try and save his mother, blah, blah, blah.
I don't like the idea of a Jason Todd movie.
No, I feel like any movie where Batman is in it and the other characters aren't, like, A-list characters like Superman or Wonder Woman... The movie's about Batman.
There you go.
At least that's the character people are going to want to see. They'll be watching this movie on Jason Todd's like,
yeah.
Where's Batman?
Even the animated, you know, yeah, Death
Under
the
Red Hood.
Under the Red Hood. Yeah. It was a Batman. Even though Jason Todd was the guy, it was a Batman show, dude. It was a Batman
I'm
movie.
Saying, yeah. I think if they were to do, they could entirely leave it out. Leave out Bruce entirely.
Okay.
I don't think Jason Todd could carry a movie on his own.
Yeah.
We're not talking about whether they can carry it. We're talking about whether we'd like to see it or not.
So is he not Robin anymore then?
He'd be the Red Hood.
Okay, but he's saying him dying.
At one point he was Robin, though.
But if we're focusing on the movie of him dying, then that means we'd have to focus...
But the story could be told as him, as Red Hood, after he is reanimated
through flashbacks.
Okay,
all right.
It is Jason Todd telling the story of what happened, why he died in the first place.
But that's exactly what we don't want. It's flashbacks.
That's a lot of backstory.
First of all, the
audience
has to understand that this guy who they don't really know his name was a Robin.
Exactly. He's never been in cinema.
Robin's name is Dick.
If you know who Robin is, yeah, you think Dick Grayson.
Exactly.
You might think Tim Drake.
Possibly.
Jason Todd is not going to be your first or even second choice.
Exactly. He's everybody's first choice for Red Hood. He's everybody's last choice for freaking Robin.
But that's exactly. the whole problem there, Bam. Though, is just this is the way. This is one of the ways that comics and movies differ. Movies, you only have so much time to tell a story.
Yeah.
If we were doing just a Jason Todd movie, that's too much exposition you have to introduce all at once for one movie.
Yeah. And you're talking about 5 years of Jason Todd being Robin, building up to that story when he becomes the Red Hood.
I think this is the big problem with the Jason Todd movie. Jason Todd works well with the Bat family or with the Outlaws. That's it.
Not even by himself.
Not by himself.
Nope. I totally agree with you.
What's the coolest thing about the character, the most interesting part of him, is he's a foil to the other Robins, to Batman himself.
Yeah. He's like the anti-Robin, almost. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's still shooting people in the
face.
I don't think he
can stand on
Damon
his own legs.
Damon is the anti-Robin.
Damon is the best Robin.
Damien's a freaking douchebag.
Damien makes sense.
And I'm like, son of a bitch.
He's the only one that makes sense. Well, that's a different topic.
It is a different topic.
Whatever.
Best Robin ever.
Oh,
no, Tim Drake.
Well, let's get back onto Mystique, because that one I like.
I love that idea.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No.
Where would you want to see this movie go, though?
I would actually like to see the story where she is the double agent spy, where she is working for and against Xavier at the same time, which was, she had her own, that story arc she had that was just Mystique.
The Mystique book, comic book.
Right.
Okay, that's a good storyline. That would work for a movie, I think.
I could see it.
And you could have Jennifer Lawrence or Rebecca Romijn play it.
It'd have to be Jennifer
Rebecca Romijn's dead to me.
At this stage
she's
of the
dead
game,
to me.
But see,
I feel like Jennifer Lawrence is the character now.
Yeah. It's a matter of where in the timeline it takes place. Does it take place between the first class era? And the original trilogy?
There's a lot of story there. No, that original trilogy is dead.
That's dead now. That doesn't exist.
We could have between Days of Future Past and modern status quo, because that's like another...
Yes.
Spinning
out of Age of Apocalypse, I would really enjoy seeing more solo movies than just besides Wolverine as far as X-Men go. Because the individual X-Men, I think, are ripe with story and possibilities.
Oh, they've got Gambit coming out. If that does well, who's to say who's
exactly.
next?
Exactly. Gambit gets a movie before these other X-Men. It's
the short,
so weird.
If Gambit
gets a movie before...
if Gambit and Deadpool do well, you got to imagine the short list of characters who might get a solo. I'd actually put Magneto probably at the top.
I would, too.
Mystique's probably number two.
Cyclops definitely.
Well, they were talking about a Magneto solo movie a long time ago.
Yeah, they were.
We would say Cyclops because we're the nerds who read the comics. The movie-going audience, Cyclops has had, like, what? One movie and then a tenth of a movie and then a... Like, he was in, let's say, a third of X2.
Yeah.
It's Cyclops.
But he's back now, and I think he is an important character.
Cyclops is an important character, and I shit on him all the time.
He was shit on in the movies!
And I'm talking about movies.
I don't even mean just the movies. I just mean, like, I shit on him personally because I've always
been...
What a weird thing to say. Right, it is a weird thing to say. But it's because I've always been a Wolverine guy. Like, before, Hugh Jackman was the face of Wolverine. Wolverine was the short guy that was mean and was trying to steal Jean. I was like, yeah, man, Wolverine, you should snatch
redheads
Jean up.
Ain't good.
Exactly. But I mean, like,
what is this hot redhead doing with this stupid guy?
Maybe, okay, Jean likes Cyclops. Fuck you, Wolverine. End of story.
Yeah, like, but that's the thing, though. But Jean, but here's the thing, Jean.
This great romance between Wolverine and Jean Grey has always been completely one-sided.
It has.
Except for alternate universes.
She always messes around. Yeah. She always kind of messes around and then goes back to what she's used to.
She's a tease.
Which is Cyclops.
She's the mutant tease. That's her mutant power.
Yeah, that's actually one of the problems I had with the Wolverine, the one where he's in Japan the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
That was a pretty good movie.
I like
the problem I had
Silver
was...
Silver Samurai was terrible,
like,
but yeah.
He spends most of... like, he keeps having these flashbacks of Jean and like, oh, he lost her... You were never together!
No.
At any point!
I mean, I understand why he has those feels, because he ended up killing her, and he had this crush on her, and it's kind of haunting.
Sure, fine.
But yeah, it's way overdone.
It was a completely unreciprocated in that movie.
You're coming off as a stalker now, Wolverine. Yeah. Alright? Hey, and every chick you hang out with ends up dead, so...
Yeah, that's not...
Hey, it's Kyle Rayner.
Yeah.
He's got the freaking...
Okay, but back to Mystique.
He's got the Sam Winchester curse.
In the movie, they've established she's like a very... She's a highly capable,
And everyone they've
yeah.
They've shown
and she
her.
Has, like, an element of cool to her.
Yeah.
That would be a neat gimmick, where, like, she's, like, constantly changing her face and her identity as she moves around trying to do, I guess, whatever, help mutants.
What is she actually going to do in this movie?
That largely depends on when they set it.
Yeah, you need some sort of, you know,
is there
gonna
be
goal
like,
for her to have.
Is it before, is it pre or post, like, Nightcrawler, though? Has she already had a child at this point?
Well, this is my thing. If you look at...
Is the movie Nightcrawler Mystique's kid? Or is,
I don't
I know
think
it
they
is
ever established
comics,
they allude to it.
I don't think they established
they
it.
They allude to
they
it.
They were talking sure. and stuff
well,
in the movie. They had, like,
she ran
two
off
lines of dialogue
with Azazel,
together.
Who
yeah.
is Nightcrawler's father in the comics.
Right.
So it is possible.
I don't know.
Let's not go there.
He was one of those autopsy photos in Days of Future Past.
But that's the thing, Days of Future
that
Past,
she was upset about.
If you look at the end of
yes,
it, it
was.
Looked like Magneto was going to get together the Brotherhood, but it also looked like Mystique was going to go off and do her own thing. I would be cool with her going off and doing her own thing, and by the end, joining the Brotherhood, leading into a Brotherhood movie.
That
I would love
work.
A Brotherhood
that
movie.
Could work.
That would be my second
dope, man.
Pick.
I want to see Toad done right, man.
Oh, dude. Toad, I think, in Days of Future Past was done very well.
Do you
a lot
know
better
what happens
than...
when a toad is struck by lightning?
The same thing. Well, that's the worst joke ever, too, by the way.
Yeah, it's not a very good dramatic line.
No.
Well, okay, fine.
Holly Berry, Academy Award winner. Are
she
you
literally could have just said this and then struck him.
Yeah.
She could have just said that.
All right, let's go on. Let's finish this up with you, man. You got to pick.
With me? I actually wrote some stuff down I was dabbling with.
I was wondering why you kept writing
I kept writing some stuff down.
I was thinking Christian's ignoring us.
He's taking notes.
No, I was totally not ignoring. I was taking notes. But
wow,
I kept coming back to the same thing.
You're bringing a level of preparation to this proceeding that we've never had.
I Googled PlayStation 2 games last night. That's the only thing I did
I had five characters that I would like to see. They're
no,
all
you
got to
pick one, man.
I did pick one. I picked
do
one.
It.
We don't have time to do all five.
We don't have
Nightwing.
Time.
Nightwing.
It wasn't Nightwing would be awesome. That was one of the characters. But since I could only pick one,
go ahead.
I chose Dr. Fate.
I'm down
Fate.
With that.
Okay, yeah. That could have a lot of the same. Well, if Doctor Strange wasn't already announced, I might have picked Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
Dr. Fate has a lot of the same stuff going for
him.
Yes, he does.
Exactly.
This kind of exotic environment, cool, like, mystique to it.
What do you want to see happen in that film?
I want to see...
magic-y stuff.
Of course I want to see magic-y stuff. That goes without
saying.
They're
going to do a Dr. Fate movie or a Dr. Strange
machine
movie
guns.
And just like, yeah.
Right.
No.
He just runs around running and guns.
That's like doing a Ninja Turtles movie where the Foot Clan and their soldiers.
They
you know?
Did that!
Like, like, I know.
Dr. Fate, how are we going to stop these terrorists? Do you have a magic spell?
Don't need one.
He's back in his arm. He's back in his...
But I want to see...
They can even be like shaped like the Ankh or something.
Oh man.
Go ahead.
I want to see a character I want to see the character's dilemma with putting on the helmet, you know, because when you put on the helmet, you're screwed.
So you want to have some dude just find the helmet and then have the movie, like, him learning about him being Dr. Fate.
Exactly.
I'm cool with that.
Because if you just have Dr. Fate straight up in the movie, then
it's confusing.
Where's the danger? You know, there's no
the audience has to learn as the character learns.
Exactly. Yeah. What
is
maybe
Dr. Fate, I'm not as familiar, I gotta admit, with Dr. Fate. Is he as OP as Dr. Strange is in Marvel?
No, they nerfed the shit out of him, man.
They've actually nerfed Doctor Strange in recent years too.
They have.
Doctor Strange has always fluctuated because depending on the
writer.
He's
a hard character.
Magic is always hard.
At his max, there's nothing he can't do.
Nothing. And we've seen that recently in Avengers. There was the annual, I think, where he did a lot of great stuff in the comics, sold his soul, and was able to take out the Justice League copies or whatever. Great stuff. But you can't
soloed a group with a copy Superman.
Yes.
Copy Martian.
But you can't do that in the movies. Yeah. You can't say, oh no, here's Doctor Strange. Thanos is going to be no problem.
Yeah, right.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome if they did.
There's definitely a limit to his magic because I can't.
Dr. Fate.
Yeah, it's Dr. Fate. I can't remember Morgan Le Fay's like son, his name right now. He always has the
Mordred?
Cat with him. Mordred, yeah.
Yeah.
He goes up against him a lot in comics and in, like, you know, animations and stuff, and they always have nice duels, and they one up each other all the time. But Mordred's pretty OP himself.
I think it would be okay to do that though for the film.
I think so too. But yeah. I think they should have somebody, maybe Mordred, looking for the helmet, and then somebody else finds it, and they learn about what the helmet does, and they have to decide whether or not they want to use the helmet. And then they finally do, because we got to have Dr. Fate, because then there wouldn't be a movie.
Yeah.
And then we see what starts to happen with that.
And you want this to be in the rest of the DC Cinematic Universe.
The problem with
where they
that,
live in the same world with a Superman and
that
a Batman.
Would be cool, but I have no idea what's going to happen at all.
Oh well, no. Well, at this point, nobody does. Though.
Exactly.
It's fun to.
It would be nice if it did, because then that could open it up for more stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's the pipe dream. But I really would just want a really good Dr. Fate movie. So if having a really good Dr. Fate movie means that it's in its own thing, then I would sacrifice for that.
Yeah.
Would you have like say Zatanna's dad?
Zatara.
Zatara would be a great mentor-like character to have for this person that does find the helmet or gets a hold of
the helmet. Yeah, how about dude finds the helmet and then that attracts Zatara to him? Like, oh man, somebody found this because he feels the magic. And then he helps him out. Helps out the new Dr. Fate, kind of like...
that would be awesome.
Like the first half hour of Highlander?
Yeah.
That could be cool, but I feel like the real strength of a Dr. Fate movie would be getting to see all these cool, fantastical things.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't feel like you want to spend too much time of him just like... sitting in his apartment.
Well, let me ask you,
want to
see like a House of Mystery sort of, like the interdimensional traveling house?
Maybe.
That'd be neat.
That would be
love
awesome.
To see that.
The things that they could do with that would be great.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunity.
And I do
there.
Like movies that throw you into the action. There's not like 45 minutes of people talking about some boring shit, and then they do. I like when they
like
drop
Man
you
of Steel.
Into it. Exactly.
Yeah.
They just drop you in the stuff. You're like, oh shoot, this is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I like that kind of thing.
Right. Cool. Well, do we have a second pick, honorable mentions, we want to run through real
the tick
quick?
Tick would be
cool. The Tick?
Constantine?
I mean, actual Constantine?
I know they're making a TV show.
It's already out.
Yeah.
It's not terrible.
It is not terrible. The second episode was a lot better than the first to me.
My second pick has already had a movie, but I'd love to see him reintroduced into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Punisher.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd like to see
Thomas
an R-rated Punisher.
I want it to be Thomas Jane. I do.
The same way they fooled everybody by putting out a Guardians of the Galaxy movie that was awesome, I think they could finally do an R-rated superhero film that has a mass appeal.
For sure.
And Deadpool. Punisher is the definite... No, I don't... Deadpool's not even funny.
The only thing about Punisher is that I'd argue he'd make him for a better Netflix TV show.
Oh, definitely.
Or,
yeah. Well, I can say that about Dr. Fate, though, too, because he's got a lot of backstory.
You could.
Yeah. He does. He really does. There's like more than one Dr. Fate, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
At one time, there's more than one sometimes.
Fuck
with the DC multiverse, Anyone else got an honorable mention?
Oh man, I got this freaking card of honorable mentions, bro. What am I talking about?
Nightwing's good
choice.
If I was gonna go with honorable mentions, I'd like to see a Brock Simpson movie.
Oh wow.
You know what? You know what? You're my best friend right now because I would watch the shit out of that movie.
I would too.
Brock Samson. Other than that, maybe a character.
I'd watch like an hour and a half of him just being his badass self.
Going Jenkins. Why don't you just go with Randall?
Not like from Jay and Silent Bob. Randall.
Randall.
Video store Randall.
Yes.
No.
You know, I still
Randall works good when he's with everybody else.
Yeah. My last honorable mention.
Maybe one giant long comic strip.
It's an ensemble.
I would still like. I know they talked about it and canceled it, but I would still honestly love to go see a full length Magneto movie, man.
Yeah,
Magneto's a good character to stand by himself.
I would like that too.
Maybe character from the Borderlands games like Athena, because she seems to be a rather interesting character.
All right.
Borderlands movie in general.
Any teams? Cool. Any teams we'd like to see?
Totally go see a Borderlands movie.
Thunderbolts would be an awesome addition to the Marvel Universe. Especially now with the S.H.I.E.L.D. being maybe not with the government. Have the government have its own superhero team. The Thunderbolts that goes against S.H.I.E.L.D., that would be the shit, dude. That would be so fun.
Even beyond that, Thunderbolts, a team of, I like the modern iteration.
Villains.
Well, okay, the most current generation, I'm not all that.
Yeah.
I haven't really been reading on that. It doesn't look too cool to me. But before that, the idea was like these criminals, these supervillains that you're forcing.
Yeah, well, that was like at post-Civil War, that sort of thing. Well, before that, it was villains.
During and after Civil War. That was
it was a lot more
stuff.
Suicide Squad, where they were villains pretending to be heroes
they
but still being villains.
They are very much like the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
If we're going to go with teams, we might as well mention his.
Oh, the Legion, of course.
Yeah. I totally
got to have
Legion
a Legion movie.
I
would watch a Legion
there
movie.
There are way too many characters in the Legion to do in one
but
movie.
But you'd have to do a trilogy. It'd have to be a set trilogy. Okay. But, man, I
would. And what's his name would have to die still.
Who?
Oh, Iron Lad?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, every He's time. Every time, man.
That's the most famous thing he ever did was die.
Like Robin. After Jason Todd died, no, that's a lie. He's the only Robin who died.
Yeah. No?
Aside from Damien.
He's back, though.
Both
Not
of them
yet.
Both of them are back.
Oh, yeah, sure, they're both back. Nobody stays dead in comics, and that's where we'll end this.
Except for Uncle Ben.
Yeah, Uncle Ben has to stay dead.
Spider-Man
and the Wings.
Has the best character, has the best cast of dead people around him.
True, because
Gwen Stacy,
well, Gwen's
Uncle
back
Ben.
Now too, though. And
wasn't
she
banging like Spider-Man?
Universe
what
doesn't count.
But in her universe, in the Spider-Gwen universe, Peter Parker died.
Yeah, in the same sort of way.
Yeah,
it was like a reverse.
No,
sort of
thing. Peter Parker turned into the
whatever. Man, we're not getting into that right now.
Yeah,
whatever.
Let's wrap this up.
I feel that.
Thanks for
this. Jumping off into these.
Tangents, I know. Thank everybody for listening.
For the next debate.
Next debate. thanks for listening. Please subscribe and leave comments on iTunes. If you guys want us to debate anything in the future, let us know. As always, thanks to Comic City 2. We couldn't do anything we do without them.
We love you, Mark.
For everything we do, check out OutrightGeekery.com. We do other podcasts. We got a whole lot of news and reviews and stuff up there. And that's it. Thanks.
All right. Join us next week on the Geekly Debate. Same geek time, same geek channel.